We said to continue today in Simen Zayin in the Kitzer. So the Kitzer is as follows: the Halachos Abirchos HaShachar. So the Kitzer is in Sif Aleph. Achar Lasuk B'Divrei Torah Yesh Machlokes HaPoskim Im HaShomer Ya'ana Amin Olos. Remember again, he's starting off over here in Birchas HaTorah. So remember again, the Bracha Birchas Torah, which we're going to speak about extensively. So remember again, it's comprised of multiple parts. So there is a machlokes, he says, if after the Bracha of La'asok B'divrei Torah, one should say Amen or not. What's the logic? Yish Omrim She'en Kan Siyum HaBracha, Ela V'Harev Gam Ki Nimshach L'Mayla V'Hu Bracha Achos. So some say again, after La'asok B'divrei Torah, that's not the end of the Bracha. V'Harev Na, the next paragraph, ultimately is part of that self-same bracha, and therefore be inappropriate to answer Amen after La'asok B'divrei Torah. V'yesh Omrim, others explain, Dekanu Siyum HaBracha, that no, after La'asok B'divrei Torah is in fact the actual end of the bracha. So V'harevna, he bracha acheres, it's v'chalanos Amen. Harevna is its own bracha, and therefore one ideally should answer Amen after going ahead and reciting La'asok B'divrei Torah. So what should one do in such a situation like this? Therefore says the Kitzer, V'lachein, HaMevarech yesh lo lomar bracha zoz balachosh, shelo yishma chaveiro v'yavo lidei sveika. It's a very interesting idea. He says, therefore, in order to avoid any type of controversy, say it quietly. Say it quietly. In other words, when reciting it, recite it to yourself. That way, again, because you're reciting it quietly to yourself, no one else hears it. Because no one else hears it, they don't have to enter into the issue of whether or not to answer Amen. Now, in the footnotes in the Kutei Piskei Tshuvos, he writes over here, however, if you do go ahead and if you do say the bracha out loud and someone else hears it, ultimately, it goes to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that halacha lemaaseh, you do say amen ultimately again to the bracha. But interestingly enough, just interesting to note that if you're saying Berachas HaTorah in shul and there are other people around, so the kids are right, it is better to say the bracha of La'asok B'divrei Torah quietly so as not to put another person in the situation of whether or not they should be answering amen. Okay, Shkai Chavron, stop over here for today. Have a great day.